I'm not who you told me I was. I never belonged in your gendered enclosure, in the suffocating boundaries of the windows through which you witnessed a figure forged from your furtive artifice that I once partially believed was me. Now I look back and understand my unease. For the longest time, I was provided not a word to contextualize its paralyzing perplexity, but now it is as transparent, as tangible, as true as it should have always been. Now I am not confined within a cohort of unfamiliar feelings and identities of things I should have been, should be, should become, but I am free to exist as I will be, as I am, as I always was. I no longer hide the gender you denied me. I no longer don the attire you assigned me. I am not a mannequin for your masculine dream of me. Collars and ties will never suit me, and they will never hold my ire to the dirt when someone says, you know you have a dick, right? To that I'd say you can stay in your Faraday cage for as long as you may, but I'd prefer taking the chance of a lethal current coursing through my nervous system over pretending to be someone I'm not. I will always look back on your windows with contempt, to the same windows I would scuff, scratch, and bite each time I didn't comply with your binary lie that would reply with acidic spite and chastise my intrinsic right to be who I am. And I'll have you know, I am not a man.